Jackpot Hall.
All would be interested in it.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
Let's go.
I'm not ashamed of no more.
I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining me this evening. As we roll along here, Jackpot is working for the man this evening, so he will not be joining us. I'm going to give you the link. If you would like to join the show, you can, as always. We got a lot we're going to talk about. It's kind of a weekend review type thing as we get back at it today. Put the link over here if you guys want to join the show. In this show today, we'll talk a little bit about a couple of things. First of all, the transfer portal opens up again this week, and Lane Kiffin is already whining about it. We'll get into that a little bit where he's – I like Lane Kiffin, but you got to stop bitching. That's pretty much where we're at with that. Also, the rankings for the projected 8 strongest defenses in the upcoming season. We've got Mark Pope, the new Kentucky coach. Apparently, this guy thinks he's Eminem. I'll play you some of Mark Pope rapping. Yes, that is what we will have for you later on. We'll talk a little bit about the Masters today. Scottie Scheffler goes out and shoots a final round 68 to take home the Masters, his second time winning the green jacket. The daughter went to the Masters yesterday and got to see some folks. But it was a great tournament. Beautiful weather down there, too. I mean, it's so weird with the Masters. It looks like it's like a Rockwell painting. Everything is just perfect down there. That's the vibe they want to give you. The wife was telling me, she read something about they close the course from May to October. So think about that for a second. She says it's because, hey, they got to take care of the course, etc. But from May to October, Augusta National is closed. Think about that for a second. It's like, I think that's kind of the best time to play golf is right now through October it's just beautiful here in this part of the country. But in May, they shutter it basically and they close it down. So there's that.
And that's a club that you pay roughly $10,000 to join and $5,000 per year to be a member.
Yeah, she says it's $10,000 to join, $5,000 a year to be a member, something like that. Papa B says the Master snack bar prices are super cheap. Yeah, then there's cool stuff there, but the daughter came home with, I think she bought a Masters hoodie and she bought herself like a golf shirt. She bought us ball markers. She bought some other cool stuff too, but I mean, it was a cool thing there for her to go to the Masters. So that's one of the questions I wanted to put out there tonight. You know, they put on this thing where, man, this is the most beautiful thing ever, and this is what sports is. Do you agree with that, or do you think it's something else? Do you get the warm and fuzzies with the Masters? Because there are a lot of people that do. The gentleman that owns our golf course that we play on, he told me yesterday that, like, the Masters are pretty much the only thing he watches on TV. So think about that for a second. And we'll get your comments on that. For me, it's still going to – when you go to a Braves game for me, that's a big deal for me. I haven't had that feeling very often. But I can tell you that going to a football game with two teams that I care about, the drama that can bring with it is just something that just gets me. It really, really does. Papa B says the Masters can deliver the best nap you've ever had. Yeah. I mean, that Masters nap, we've heard about that. That was one of the hashtags that was trending on Twitter earlier today. I like the Masters. I do. Yeah. I have. It's just one of those things. It's one of the greatest things that you could do out there. But for me, maybe I'm just a football guy. Now I can go to other football games and I can watch and it doesn't get me. But I mean, if it's two teams that I care about, like I went to, what was it? The Palmetto Bowl. I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons ago. D Deebo Samuel's last game and as a Gamecock. And I watched two offenses run up and down the field on each other all night. And it was just epic there at Death Valley. Thomas wants to know if I wear sleeves when I play golf. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't wear sleeves here. I don't wear sleeves at the gym. Just don't do it. But, you know. Anyway, there's that. So, Scottie Scheffler, congratulations to him. Shot, 68 today. Ends up winning the Masters by 11 shots or shooting 11 under. Wins it by 4 shots, I think is what the final tally was. In control of the tournament. Really, really good tournament for him. Tiger Woods shot, I think he finished 16 over, but said that it was a good week for him. And, I mean, the guy's playing with, like, a rod in his ankle and all this other stuff. I mean, you know, he hasn't been right since that car accident. He really hasn't. So there you go with that. All right. So that's the big comment that I wanted to do. Big thing I want to put out there to you guys tonight is the Masters, like the premier sporting event for you. Do you get the warm and fuzzies by, from the Masters? There's some people that's like the end all be all. Others, it's not. I mean, I'd say it's in the top three for me. I've been to a college football game with probably a little from link is right there in the description. It's also in the chat. If you'd like to run the show, Steven, we'll be happy to put you on. Jackpot is – he is at home. He's not at home. He is he's working for the man. So he'll be back with us on Wednesday night. We do have virtual jackpot here.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Oh, there you go. Virtual jackpot joining the show. And, you know, he's doing his thing over there. Thank you, virtual jackpot, for joining the show. Jackpot, do you like the Masters? Is that one of your things that you like?
I fucking hate him.
No, you don't hate them. Come on, Jackpot. All right, so there's that. That's our big thing there. Let's talk about Lane Kiffin before we get into some of the other things here. Lane Kiffin, as the transfer portal spring window opens up on Tuesday, lots of players switching school. After the conclusion of Ole Miss's Grove Bowl spring game, where they had Joey Chestnut eating 20 hot dogs in a minute and a half and players doing a 7-on-7 football rather than a traditional format, Kiffin was basically, we'll read you his comments here after I log into my thing here. There we go. So Kiffin had these comments after the Ole Miss game where they ran 7-on-7, which I have my own theory on spring games. I think that it should come down to, like, do away with what you're playing now. It's just stupid. South Carolina spring game is next week, I believe. But do away with what you're doing now. And I would go out and I would schedule a Presbyterian or the Citadel or whoever. I mean, schedule a team like that to come in.
We lost to the Citadel for the second time in 25 fucking years.
Well, maybe the Citadel doesn't work for you, Jackpot, but you could go with someone else. Charleston Southern, whoever. Bring in an in-state team, play them in the for the spring game. Make that game count. Bird to Fly says, Rob, what's your take on that number 14? Y'all got everyone's hyping up. 14 for Clemson. Well, I'll give you that in a moment. Let's give you the – I'm trying to get logged in here to show you these comments from – there we go. Why is that not working? All right, come on. Anyway, Lane Kiffin losing his gizzards is pretty funny to me. Come on. As the comments are supposed to be up here in just a second. Papa B says, Ole Miss has now beat Mississippi State in every single competitive sport this year. Bulldog, Black, AD on the hot seat. Okay. I mean, is that where you are now? Is that it's all about, you know, just winning against your in-state rival? Because it's not really the way to go. Yeah, it's nice to win those things. Steve Spurrier said it best when everything was about beating Clemson when he got to Columbia. And he's like, I don't care about that. I want to go and win the game in Atlanta. So there's that. Jackpot just texted me and said, don't forget, I have to congratulate Billy Cole. Billy Cole won the Callaway's Bracket Challenge. Congratulations to Billy Cole. He put up picked like 98 percentile. Pretty good, something like that. Had UConn winning the title. He didn't put his fandom above it. He didn't just write Tennessee there and say, you know what, I think Tennessee is going to win everything. No, he didn't do that. He went out and said, you know what, I think that Connecticut's the best team. Connecticut ended up being the best team. And he won the bracket challenge. So congratulations to Billy Cole. Gamecock Sporty says, I saw PJ Hall at the Masters. Very good. He's taller than everybody else. Why not? Let's look at this really quick here. Lane Kiffin says, it's really, really poor system. Here we go again. Guys already announcing. They just got somewhere in January, and they're leaving again already. So they just got paid, you know. Took up spots. This is not their fault. It's not the player's fault at all. It's the system that's created they're utilizing. In the NFL, if you put two free agent windows a year, you could opt in every year, twice a year, guys would do it. You can't be mad at the players. Any people with an idea of what a system would create like that would never do this. So Ole Miss, it says here, was one of the biggest winners in the transfer portal for the winter, landing Walter Nolan and, of course, Juice Wells. And, you know, he's kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth here, Kiffin is, because here's the thing. You know, he's taking advantage of that. You think his guys aren't going to be out there hitting the streets trying to get these guys that are doing their thing, trying to find themselves a spot? Me personally, I like the idea of one window. I get that. But on the other hand, what I'm thinking would be best is to do that one window, and that's it. It doesn't make it fair for coaches, but you're giving these guys an opportunity to move around and then go from there. But this second signing window, there's going to be some teams that are going to get hit by it. And maybe that's why South Carolina put theirs at the end of after the thing had opened up. I don't know. Maybe it closes up. I got to check the actual dates on it. Let me look that up really quick while we're on the program here. When do the transfer? Transfer portal open. Okay, here we go. All right, so spring transfer portal opens up on April the 16th, which is a couple of days from now. And here. Oh, closed on the 32nd window. That extends to May 1st. So you got basically 2 weeks, and you could have game-changing players moving all over the place. I don't know if this is the greatest thing ever to do. I know that there's going to be some lawyers that are going to sue and people are going to be pissed. I don't think it's the best thing there, but when you're Lane Kiffin and you've built your team on these transfers, it's kind of like, really? I mean, come on, Kiffin. Come on. I don't think that's a good thing to do. All right. Link to join the show is right there. I'm going to put it over here for you again. If you would like to check it out. Later on in the program, we're going to have Kentucky's new basketball coach, Mark Pope, is rapping. Yeah, he thinks he's Eminem. We'll play some of that for you in a minute. All right, so Lane Kiffin doing his thing. The transfer portal opening this week. We'll see how that works out. This is from 247 Sports, Brad Crawford, projecting 2024's 8 strongest defenses. Let's see what he's got there. At 8, he's got the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I mean, I remember the days when Nebraska was great, but I don't know how that's going to work out for them. Number 7, he's got Notre Dame. Okay. Number 6 is the Clemson Tigers. And He talks about Sammy Brown joining the team. Also, Peter Woods, big defensive lineman, the freshman who kind of wreaked havoc last year. They do lose Nate Wiggins, who's going to be a first-round draft pick. But they do have Barrett Carter coming back on the weak side. And Brown's going to step in there and do his thing, hopefully to fill in some of the take away some of the heat from losing Trotter. We'll see how that goes. RJ Mickens and DeMonte Capehart. Yeah. I mean, they rejoined the team after having some issues with weapons. You don't like to hear that. At number five, the Georgia Bulldogs. Number four, the Oregon Ducks. And, of course, Jordan Birch, they say, is their best returning defensive player. Okay. Gamecock fans may still be a little butthurt about that, but we'll see. New Spring Hustle says UGA is already up 31-0 on Dabo Sweeney. I don't think Clemson's losing 31-0. What would be great, though, is that if Sammy Brown comes out, gets himself a pick six against Georgia, because I heard some stuff from the Georgia game about the Georgia spring game where, like, Carson Beck was throwing interceptions all over the damn place. Maybe that would, Sammy Brown goes out there and picks one off and runs it back and laughs at Georgia like he laughed at them in the recruiting process. That might work out. Jackpot says, why were his stats half what they were at South Carolina the year before then? I don't know what he's talking about there. We'll have to see about that. Maybe I'm catching that out of tune there. Bird to Fly says, I'm pretty sure Jordan Birch had, what, one sack in 3 years? Not really missing him. I'm just saying that 247 Sports says he is the best returning player on an Oregon defense they have ranked as the fourth best returning in the country. I didn't write that. That's what they wrote. I didn't write that. Don't get upset with me about that. Number three, they got the Iowa Hawkeyes. Oh, God. The Ohio State Buckeyes are at number two, and at number one, they have the Michigan Wolverines. So there's that. If you want to comment on that, have at it. Have at it. Let's see what's coming up with that. Jackpot says it's fake news. We'll highlight Jackpot's comment because his name's on the marquee here. We'll see how that goes with those defenses as far as returning for next season. All right, so we are still taking calls this evening on if you your outstanding sports moment when it comes to, is it the Masters? Is that the one that gets you in the warm and fuzzies? Or is it something else? It's okay if it's not the Masters. I mean, some people, that's the end-all be-all. They love that thing. I can tell you from my social feeds, the people losing their gizzards about not being selected as part of the Masters lottery or whatever. And, you know, they send them whatever it is. You have to buy the tickets in advance, and then they send you the money back. I mean, if they don't give it to you. I don't know. We'll have to see about that. Let's see here. We got someone we're going to bring into the show here. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. And welcome to the program. Good evening.
All right. I'll take the bait.
Welcome, sir.
Rob, was that the lullaby your father used to sing to you before you went to bed?
It's your theme song, sir. You sent me that you and your buddies all run around about August 6th and 5th and everything, working each other off. That's your theme song.
So as we all get through that side-splitting laughter, listen, you just mentioned that so-and-so would be anchoring the weak side for Clemson. Just as a point of reference, you're going to have to be more specific when you're mentioning Clemson and the weak side. That kind of covers pretty much the whole field, both defense and offense. Just a point of reference, Rob, just for future reference, I should say.
Sure. Okay.
And that there's zero chance that Samantha Brown, first of all, there'll be no pick six, but she probably won't make all four quarters in that game. That ridiculous 80s wrestler hairdo she's got.
Yeah, same thing was said about, you know, another guy that had nice flowing locks. That'd be Trevor Lawrence. But let me ask you this. How bad in your soul does it hurt that he said, fuck you, Kirby Smart. I'm not coming to Georgia. I don't want to be there. And don't act like you didn't want him there. Don't act like it, because that's some lying shit. You Georgia fans are upset that he said, fuck it, I'm going to Clemson.
Now, she plays inside linebacker, is that right? Where are you guys going to put her?
Oh, goodness. I don't. You keep calling her. If you're going to actually talk, he's a grown man playing football, sir. Why does that bother you?
Apparently you haven't seen pictures of this lady.
Okay.
Isn't she listed at an inside linebacker spot?
Sure. Whatever you want to put out there, sir.
Okay. Do me a favor. Go check Georgia's depth chart at inside linebacker. That'll answer your question right there.
If you didn't want him, then why did you recruit him? Why did you offer him?
They recruit several people they don't get. That's how the game is played. So you claim to know something about the game. Hold on, sir.
So let me make sure that I understand this. You offered this young man who is from your state, and now you're saying, oh, we don't want him. We backed off of him. Is that where you're going now? So either that or you're pissing in the face of your coaching staff that went out and did the scouting work and said, you know what, this is a guy that we would want at Georgia. So which one is it? Is it fuck Kirby Smart or is it the other way? Which way are you going there, bud?
I think it was political. That whole transgender thing, I don't think Georgia was ready to take on that whole issue.
So backwards. You've already got your full slate of those guys with your quarterback, sir, and your defensive assistant Muschamp. You got plenty of those guys already on the team. You've met your quota.
Rob, so you're distracting me. Once again, the feces that is flowing from that jizz-covered manhole you call a mouth is really distracting.
Yeah.
Listen, I call to congratulate one Jackpot for taking 2 out of 3 this weekend in Gainesville in that cesspool called Gainesville, Florida. So his team pulled off.
Well, we hadn't gotten to that yet. I think that Jackpot on Friday would have been like, I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but yeah, you're right. They went down there and did their thing. So,
yeah, I was actually at the game both Friday and Saturday, and just to see the look.
Did you wear a Gamecock hat?
Had I had one, I would have worn it, but I did not. So
okay, in honor of Jackpot, you'd have worn the Gamecock hat. Okay,
I absolutely would have. But it was they were great games. I love seeing that stadium empty out a little early, at least for the first game. Just nothing greater than the look of disappointment on those orange and blue freaks' faces. So, I won't be that satisfied again until the first game of football season, Rob.
Well, we'll see how that comes out.
Yeah, we'll see how that comes out. By the way, did you catch? I know it's been a couple years, but did you catch the piece? Was it who was it? Brando who did the special with Dabo walking around the playpens you guys call a clubhouse there at Clemson, where he's sliding down the slide.
Yeah.
It looked like a scene from Billy Madison, Rob. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And that had to be Dabo's brother's idea. Had to be. I just caught that on YouTube the other day. I don't know why it popped up. But just embarrassing. Of course, you're not embarrassed because nothing embarrasses you. But I can't wait for that first game. I'm thinking a 30-point win.
You want to take Georgia? You want to take Georgia minus 30 right now? $100, Georgia minus 30 right now. If not, then shut your ass up, because otherwise you're just running your mouth for nothing. You said you're thinking 30 points. Give me Clemson and I'll take 30 points.
Well, we got injuries.
Georgia Bulldogs. Let's go. Big bad Georgia Bulldogs. We don't need Sammy Brown. We don't need anything. We're going to beat Clemson by 30 points. Do you want to bet or do you want to be old Yeller? Which one is it going to be? This is where, sir.
Don't try to change it up now, Rob.
I'm not changing up anything. Clemson, I've got 30 points, right?
We've already talked about it. We know what the bet is. You'll let the listeners in on it when you're ready.
I'm asking you, do you want to do that now, or are you just scared of it? It's 30 points, right?
Rob, the thought of anyone being scared of you is beyond laughable.
With his LPGA visor down there, doing his thing with his Mr. Potato Head haircut. You've won two national titles. Come on, man. Our coach is baptizing people in kiddie pools at practice. What are you scared of?
Yeah, that's well documented. Nice work, by the way, Dabo.
Yep. He's trying to bring people to Jesus, sir. What's wrong with that? You don't like Jesus either?
How much time you got, Rob? Anyway, we won't touch that one. Listen, you probably need to go ahead and forget the Georgia game and cross your fingers you can beat South Carolina this year. I really think they're going to take the shit.
South Carolina is going 5-7 at best.
Yeah, but you're going to be one of those five for South Carolina. I've got a feeling this year. Okay. The last time I said that was the year before this past. So you see what happened there.
Actually, I think you've said it pretty much every year. I mean, you get it right once every now.
Go to that famous bookcase of accountability, sir. I've said it one time, and South Carolina pulled it.
I clean the bookcase of accountability every year, but you want to put that on the bookcase of accountability now? Please. I get you to go with that? So South Carolina's beating Clemson, according to Peg and Megan here.
Yes, in football. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Make sure you put that out there because you'll be trying to claim a women's basketball win.
Oh, and please address me properly, sir. It's New Spring Hustle. And by the way, I'm still working on this scathing documentary. I am compiling evidence and checking sources. So it's not going to be swept under the rug, not as long as I'm on the case, Rob.
Okay. Well, whatever it is you come up with, I would love to see it. Yep. We'll put that right next to the rest of the bullshit that you have. Because remember, your bookcase, there's the bookcase, and then the stuff you throw out goes in a trash can that's right next to it because it's all bullshit.
It's going to be groundbreaking. It's going to be groundbreaking stuff, Rob. You're going to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, sir?
43-18, Rob.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. Boom.
There you go. Appreciate it. Peg and Megan joining the show. He has to change his name every now and then. I guess he's on the run from the feds. But we did. Here's what we got from that. He doesn't like Jesus. You can go back and it's right there. He doesn't like Jesus. He doesn't. He thinks he's scared to bet Georgia minus 30. So there's that. And he's working on some documentary where I hope he doesn't use up his retirement fund to go and get a documentary about a church that has done nothing but, you know, great stuff throughout the upstate. We'll see about that. All right. So yeah, congratulations to the Gamecock baseball team. They did take 2 out of 3 from Florida. They lost the game today. Clemson, by the way, they lost 2 out of 3 to NC State. First ACC series that they've lost this season. Tiger Bats did not really come through on the first two games. They did win today, though. Great outing from the pitching, the starter. Knack, I believe his name is, went 8 innings and was just outstanding. So, Papa B says Alabama might be really bad this year in football since they're whooping ass in basketball and baseball. Well, you know, let's try to temper that a little bit because everybody still thinks that Alabama's still got a top roster and you've got was it the bald man Josh Pate, was he talking about that Caleb DeBoer was top 4 coach right now? I hasn't coached a game there yet, but he's a top 4 coach in the country. That's kind of crazy. Bluegrass Sports Media says Kentucky has a coach he's pumped about. Well, speaking of that, I am going to play you a clip here of Pope, who is okay. Pope thinks that he is Yeah, man, I want to play this for you. Because apparently, I don't know if Kentucky fans are like on fire about this guy, because it used to be Kentucky was such a great basketball program. I mean, we could think about all the great players and coaches that have come through there, and they win. And here lately with Calipari, they haven't. But I'm trying to pull up this piece here from let's see here. This is from Twitter. I thought this was funny. I pinned this a little while back. Let's check this out here. As we, yeah, let's go here. All right, so this is the new coach for the Kentucky Wildcats, and he thinks he's Eminem. Here you go. But I'm not going to play where he was rapping Hamilton. So no one's trying to spit like Eminem, but he's also rapping as Hamilton. I got nothing for you on that. So anyway. All right, so there's the stuff I'll put out there for you today. Nice to see Jack get into the show. He's doing his thing. But back with us on Wednesday. Bluegrass is happy hire. He's happy with that. He also says that, let me make sure that he says they're happy. They were packed at Rupp Arena for the press conference. Well, I mean, what the hell do you expect? Look, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. Since I'm breaking up a little bit, maybe some crummy internet there. Anyway, there's the link. If you would like to join the show, feel free to do that. Since we got a little bit of a, maybe it's just network congestion there. All right. Anyway, that's what we got going on there at Kentucky. They went and got, I guess he played at Kentucky, so it's kind of a coming home thing, but is that who you really want? I mean, they were turned down by the Waco coach and several other guys. Rick Pitino likes him, so there's that. There you go. I don't know which way to go with this whole Kentucky thing, because they were so good, but now they're not. I got nothing for you. Is this the end of the Kentucky grace period where they were awesome and now they're not? I don't know. We shall see. South Carolina spring game is what, a week from? Well, it's like 6 days away. What do you Gamecock fans think for that? Hopefully it's no one. What you should be thinking is hopefully no one gets hurt, and hopefully there are no transfers. So there's that. All right, let's welcome in Mr. Bluegrass Sports Media. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, Rob?
Good. What do you think about your new coach? He likes to rap.
Listen, man, when he first got hired, I was pissed because I thought, you know, I had high aspirations of us getting like Dan Hurley or Scott Drew from Baylor. But, you know, as I've kind of looked at it, this guy is something we haven't had here in a long time, and he's a guy that actually wants to be at Kentucky. I think John Calipari used Kentucky as a means to get talent, but I think this guy's got everybody and Kentucky's basketball fans. They're all bought in this guy, hook, line, sinker.
Well, let's look at his resume here. Was an assistant with the Georgia Bulldogs for a season. Played in the NBA for the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Nuggets. Also coached at Wake Forest. Was an assistant at BYU. Was the head coach at Utah Valley. And then was the head coach at BYU before taking over at Kentucky. So I'm looking at, let's see here. Head coaching at BYU, they were, they only won less than 20 games one time. That was in 2022-23. But 24-8, 20-7, 24-11, 19-15. I mean, he's won 68% of his games while he was there. That's pretty outstanding when you think about it, because I don't think a lot of young men that are basketball players think, you know what, when I grow up, I want to go to BYU. So he took a bunch of guys that but, you know, also on the other front, a lot of those kids have been – they're much older. That's going to be something that's different too.
Yeah.
Because they had to go for off on their mission trip or whatever. So you may have had some 24, 25-year-olds playing. So you got grown-ass men playing against young fellas that are still developing, you know? So maybe that's part of it.
But that's everywhere in college basketball right now. You got guys that are like 23, 24 that are playing because of COVID. But I see what you're saying. But at the same time, I don't think player acquisition is going to be a problem with all the NIL money Kentucky has.
I mean, you may be right. Can he mold that talent, though? I mean, and it's different, though, because if you have great players, that's great. But I think there is something to be said for I've got a bunch of older guys that are playing that have been playing together for a while. So, and I wonder, like, because Kentucky's going to get to a point where I don't even know who's going to stay or go. I mean, how many players have already said they're leaving? How many players have said they're leaving there, Bluegrass? I don't know.
I mean, basically, the only person that may come back is Reed Shepherd, but, I mean, it's up in the air on him. And he only reason he may come back is because his daddy played with Pope on the 96 National Championship team.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if you guys are fired up about him, I mean, look, it's going to be different than what you had before. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, but I think, and, you know, I may be changing my tune because he's no longer the coach of Kentucky. I think we're in a better position than we were before because I think Calipari was great in an era where you didn't have NIL, so you couldn't buy the players illegally. His recruiting is kind of null and void now because, you know, NIL is buying all these players.
Well, he did put a lot of guys in the league. I mean, you know, Jamal Murray. I mean, we can Boogie Cousins should be on somebody's team, but he likes to slap people around. I mean, he knew how to get the talent there. He did do that.
No, and I agree. But I think that, you know, I think Pope's probably has a more updated offense. And although the offense was really good at Kentucky this year, but I hope defense is better. But, you know, I'm just excited to have a new face. You know, it's kind of been same old for the past, like, probably 5 years. It's been a little stale. So I'm just excited to have a new face and, you know, get a new start.
Well, we'll see how that works out for Kentucky. I mean, we were mocking you a little bit there, but getting somebody new in there, especially after, let's just be honest, Calipari spun a bunch of bullshit for a long time. Maybe having somebody new in there would be better. Who knows?
Yeah, what the crazy thing was, they packed out Rupp today for his introductory press conference, And most coaches will go on there and they'll tell you to temper expectations and things like that. He came in and said that they're gonna have to make room for more banners.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, he did not temper expectations.
Well, he won a national title with Kentucky as a player, so I mean he knows what's expected there. So maybe he thinks he's got something that he can do. I don't know. We'll have to see about that. But I mean, to come in and say, "Hey, we're going to hang more banners at Kentucky," that is ballsy, especially when, as Fireball said, the guy's only made two tournaments ever and lost both in the first round. So, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I understand what you're saying there with Calipari having a national championship, but, you know, when you have majority of the NBA all-star team that have played for you in college and you have won championships or so forth, it's kind of your point's kind of null and void.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations on your new coach. Hopefully he can send you guys some more M&M at Rupp Arena. Maybe he can do that.
That's right. That's what we're looking for.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Papa B wants to know how Kentucky baseball is so good this season. You know, let's look at the standings. They're up there near the top, right? We talk about the expansion and stuff that's come with the SEC. It's like adding Oklahoma and Texas to that baseball schedule is silly. Because, I mean, there's a ton of talent there. I'm looking at the standings right now for baseball. And as it loads here, I mean, I think that top of the league right now. Oh, wait, I think Tennessee went in and swept LSU, or LSU came to Tennessee and got swept. One or the other. That Tennessee ranked fourth in the grade. They're playing some solid baseball up there in Knoxville. It looks like A&M got a win over Vanderbilt 12-6 today. Alabama beat number one Arkansas 5-0. So standings load here, but yeah, I mean that is a tough conference right now. With just give me the standings. This is being silly tonight. Paul B wants to know: does anybody know if anyone runs out there with their wagon for road games? Oof, I don't know. I get nervous when you see that because you've got kids running this thing out there. That thing looks like it could turn over like that chuck wagon they got. And, like, I'm all about the animal mascots if they're taken care of. But Colorado, when they run out that bison or whatever it is, the buffalo, like, if that thing decides that it's going to get pissed off, it could run over one of those kids that's trying to tote that thing out there. I don't know how that still happens. Yeah, Kentucky's 13-1 in conference play. Explain that to me. 29-5. Holy shit. They got one conference loss on the season. They got a three-game lead on Tennessee, who's 10-5. Vandy's 8-7. South Carolina's 8-7. Georgia's 7-8. Florida's 7-8. Mizzou's 5-10. In the West, you've got Arkansas at 12-3. A&M at 11-4. Miss State at 7-8, Alabama 6-9, Ole Miss is 5-10, LSU's 3-12 in conference play. Get the hell out of here with that. And Auburn is at 2-12. You know, when we stop and look at it, though, who has Kentucky played? I know that sounds like it's silly there, but let's see who's Kentucky's played to get those 13 wins, because that's that could be part of it. They could be playing the lower set of teams there. I don't know. That's a good look at the front are not loaded and falling flat here late. see. I'm checking out the Kentucky baseball schedule. Let's see here. Where's Big Barney Ross? He's a big Kentucky fan. He knows about all this shit. He's not like Bluegrass Sports Media, who probably doesn't know where the baseball field is at Kentucky. I'm picking. So let's see here. Kentucky has played Georgia, Mizzou, Ole Miss, Alabama, Auburn, and they play Tennessee this week in Lexington before heading to South Carolina. So in their next six games, they've got, I'm talking about conference games, they got three with Tennessee and three with South Carolina, and then three with Arkansas. If they're still in first place after those nine games, then we could talk about maybe Kentucky's going to be a team that's solid. But as of right now, I mean, with that schedule, I mean, it gets – after Arkansas, they have to go to Florida, and then they have Vanderbilt at home. So final series, Vanderbilt, Florida, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So that's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 games. And they're 13-1 now. They may not finish over 500 for the last 7 or last 15. That's a solid bet. Who knows at this juncture? All right, final call for you guys. If you would like to join the show this evening, Bird to Fly is correct. All of those teams suck. Only team worth a damn in the SEC are A&M and Arkansas. Tennessee's pretty good, sir. Tennessee's pretty good. I mean, they're ranked like 4th in the country. All right, so is the Masters your sporting event that you get the warm fuzzies about? Or is it something else? We'll have that there. Jackpot will be back with us on Wednesday. By the way, Peggy Megan always talks about the Bookcase of Accountability. He's the only person that called this show that has his own clip that I've saved on the Bookcase of Accountability. And this is it right here. Would you eat a dog biscuit if Georgia won?
I'll eat a box of dog biscuits if that's what it took.
Exactly. Of course, he was talking about the Georgia-Florida game. Do I think Jimbo Fisher will get back into coaching? Maybe. We'll see on that. I don't know. Guys that are, I mean, he doesn't need to as far as money goes, that's for sure. Billy, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, thank you for the money.
Well, you won it, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Back to Kentucky Bluegrass. Why would Dan Hurley want to come to Kentucky? Everybody in the comments, it was more money. He already makes, he's got a $30 million contract, and he'll be getting more after winning this natty.
Right, and he's coming off back-to-back national titles.
Yes, sir. He has a program that's built.
Yeah, the program's already built. I mean, why would he want to do that? I don't get it, but.
That's the same with Dabo going to Alabama. Why? You know, that rumor. Why?
That was my favorite one. And, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, Alabama fans for the longest time, always coming. No, he's not.
Why would you jump into the frying pan? Yeah. You know, just like Dan Hurley going to Kentucky or Dabo going, that's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire with the expectation and stuff. I don't – Connecticut, that's his home up there and everything. That's where he's from, and he's built – looks like a dynasty now for basketball. Connecticut's always been good. So
Papa Bean says you leave your current job for a job that pays more across the board. Connecticut is paying him more than I think Calipari was getting at Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at that to be sure.
Yeah.
It's not money. It's not.
Yeah. Sometimes so, I wouldn't want that pressure at Kentucky. You know, look what they just did to Calipari.
Well, Calipari is a douche too, though. You know that.
Well, he did make history so far as we know of. This will be the first school he left that's not been on probation or NCAA sanctions.
Well, give him time. That's why I say
we're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, I mean, things haven't been too crazy there. I'm looking at his contract for, let's see here. Where's the meat and potatoes on this? I really believe that Calipari got paid less than Hurley was getting paid at UConn. I mean, there'd be Kentucky boosters that would come off some money for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, I mean, Connecticut basketball is at a different place than what Kentucky is right now. They just are. I mean, they've won two straight national titles. How many? There are teams that just don't do that.
In recruiting, he's right there in the heart of recruiting New York City and stuff where, you know, who would want to go to Lexington? I'm kidding.
I mean, you're being silly about that, but I can look at the NBA playoffs that start this week, and I can pick a Kentucky player from about 10 of the 20 teams. So,
yeah,
there's that.
That's when the money was good, though.
That's valid too.
Did you ever see Shaq and Barkley joking? I mean, it's on a video when they were talking about NIL and everything. They said, well, they both agreed that both of them got more money their senior year than they did their rookie year in the NBA. I mean, they actually said that on TV.
Well, at this juncture, I mean, what can come about? I mean, Shaq played for what, Dale Brown at LSU? It's not like they're going to go back and pop LSU from 1990 or whatever year it was. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to happen. And they're at the age now where they can just say whatever the hell they want. That's why Barkley was doing that, though, when he was in the league. He would say whatever the hell he wanted to in the league, too. Yeah. So,
well, he got arrested a few times for throwing people through windows at bars that wanted to get in his face and express their First Amendment right, and he answered them back. So
he let them express their rights, and then he got tired of their shit, and he threw them through a plate glass window.
Yeah. What was he told of one fan? You be the mentor to your kid. I'm not your kid's mentor or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I am not a role model.
Right. You be your kid's role model.
I am not a role model for your kids.
Yeah. Anyway,
and
thanks.
He's like, I was just a fat kid that got a rebound. I don't need to raise your daughter, you know?
All right. I'm waiting on that shirt, Callaway shirt.
Yeah, we got it coming to you. I'm sending it off. I'll send it off to our guy. He'll send it to you here shortly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much. Good evening. Okay,
appreciate it, man. Have a good night. All right, there you go. All right. Papa B says Musselman took a pay cut for the Southern Cal job, but he had a losing season. And Arky fans weren't happy. Eric Musselman's a great coach. I think he lost that locker room, and there were rumors floating around about stuff going on in that locker room that was going to, that there was rumors that like there were two players that were lovers and it was throwing off the chemistry of that locker room. And, you know, he was trying to deal with all that. And Arkansas looked good there for a bit, but I think I played the clip for you when South Carolina knocked them out of the tournament, where Musselman's sitting next to his starting point guard, and they asked the point guard, what did South Carolina do better? And he just said, well, they played as a team. They played together. We didn't do that. I mean, he just basically hung his coach out to dry in front of everybody. What a mess. All right. Well, I think I'm going to put a wraps on it tonight. As always, we appreciate you guys. Jackpot will be back at it with me on Wednesday night. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you later on.